Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for August 4th, 2023. I'm Rob Dunwood. Microsoft is being called out for a repeated pattern of negligent cybersecurity practices in the wake of the major breach targeting its Azure platform last month, which affected over 24 organizations and resulted in the theft of sensitive emails from U.S. government officials. U.S. Senator Ron Wyden sent a letter to the U.S. Department of Justice asking it hold Microsoft accountable for negligent cybersecurity practices. Amit Yoren, the CEO of cybersecurity company Tenable, adds more to the senator's argument, stating that Microsoft's cybersecurity track record is even worse than you think. Microsoft's products have been involved in numerous recent data breaches, totaling 42.5% of all discovered zero-day vulnerabilities since 2014. Apple sees its longest sales slowdown since 2016, with its third straight quarter of slumping sales due to declining demand for consumer devices. However, revenue of $81.8 billion beat the street because of record-setting services sales. Overall, net income was up 2.3% annually at $19.9 billion. The company's all-important iPhone sales fell 2.4% to $39.7 billion, missing analyst expectations by $40.2 billion in iPhone revenue. In other earnings news, Amazon sees revenue rise 11% as the company touts strong demand for advertising. Sales hit $134.4 billion on reported income of $6.7 billion or 65 cents per share, compared with a net loss of $2 billion in the year-ago quarter. Google announced a new policy that will allow people to request that their personal sexually explicit photos be removed from search results. The feature is a result of a new privacy set of tools recently detailed on the official Google blog. It is only one of many things we're trying to do to help people feel in control of their online experience, said Danny Sullivan, Google's public liaison for search. TikTok in Europe is about to get a For You feed without the TikTok algorithm. The video sharing platform announced that in compliance with the EU's Digital Services Act, which puts requirements on large social media platforms to offer users the choice to see content recommendations that are not based on tracking and profiling of their activity, EU-based users will soon be able to switch off algorithmic For You feeds. TikTok, according to Reuters, is also in early stage talks to obtain a payments license in Indonesia, a move that would further its e-commerce ambitions in a major market. A spokesperson for TikTok confirmed that the talks were taking place, adding that an Indonesian payments license would help local creators and sellers on its platform. Qualcomm, NXP, and other chip manufacturers are teaming up to form a new company to speed up the development of RISC-V, a rival technology to that of Arm Limited. Together with Nordic Semiconductor and German firms Robert Bosch and Infineon Technologies, the semiconductor firms will invest jointly, setting up a new company to promote the open-source RISC-V architecture for chip design and advocate among industry associations and government bodies for the standardization of accelerated development of RISC-V technologies. Comcast and CenturyLink have failed to derail the community-owned gigabit fiber network project in Bountiful, Utah. The community voted to build the $48 million fiber network, which is open access, meaning that multiple competitors can come in and compete on shared central infrastructure, driving down prices for locals. The Comcast and CenturyLink-backed Utah Taxpayers Association launched a petition trying to force a public vote on the $48 million in revenue bonds authorized for the project under the pretense that such a project would be an unmitigated disaster for the town. That bid didn't work, and now the Bountiful Fiber Network project is cleared to get underway. And finally, Microsoft is shutting down its digital assistant Cortana this month as it focuses on the current wave of AI advances such as ChatGPT, Bing Chat, and other AI-powered productivity features across Windows and Edge. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all the headlines there. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.